I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Let's say I want to buy a tractor. Not completely incomprehensible. I once went with a friend who was buying one. So anyway, let's say I buy a John Deere tractor. Do I own that tractor? Maybe not all of it. The software on that tractor technically belongs to John Deere, like the software on my phone, only my phone isn't responsible for getting the crops in and keeping me in business. That's why farmers in Nebraska and around the country are fighting with John Deere and other large tractor manufacturers. The farmers want the right to fix their own equipment, which has become very high-tech and very expensive. Specifically, they want access to the software to work on the tractors themselves. The manufacturers say no. So American farmers have turned to Eastern European hackers to access pirated software on the black market. Jason Kebler broke the story for Vice Media's tech site, Motherboard.
For the last 100 years or so, farmers have been very used to being able to fix their tractor. If the transmission broke, they've just been able to fix it. But in recent years, John Deere has been introducing what's known as software locks that prevent the replacement of parts, except for by a John Deere dealer.
That suggests that the whole tractor business has gotten super high tech.
It has, yeah. They're basically like moving cell phones at this point. The latest model tractors get updates like your cell phone or your computer would. The software updates are done remotely by John Deere.
Except these tractors cost upwards around $300,000, and I don't know any cell phones that do. So we spoke with one Nebraska farmer, Kyle Schwarting. Let's hear from him.
Basically, we can't communicate with the electronics on a tractor anymore. If the tractor breaks down, I can't keep planting. And the problem that I have is if I can't get the dealership to come out and hook their machine up to it, diagnose what's wrong for me, I'm not going to be able to keep going.
So Schwarting says it's too expensive and costly and sometimes really far away to get to a repair place, a dealer. How much are these farmers in debt, as it were, to John Deere or any of these other manufacturers?
They're very used to fixing things themselves, and now they have to wait for a John Deere dealer to come out there and authorize the repair. That costs $230 plus $130 an hour. And from what I've heard, that usually consists of someone plugging a USB port into the tractor and hitting a button.
Right, and that's what we've heard from Kyle Schwarting.
For 75 miles, they charge $2 or $3 a mile just to drive out, plus a minimum service call. To come out and fix a $50 part could cost me $2,000. And if it's worse than that or they can't come out, then I have to hire a semi to load my tractor up, haul it to them, have them hook it up. And by the time I'm done with all of this, I mean, I could have a lot of money into it.
So, Jason Kebler, what are these farmers doing instead?
Yeah, so there's actually this underground market of tractor repair pirates, essentially. And so what they're doing is they're getting the software that John Deere uses to authorize these repairs. They're sending it to hackers in Ukraine or Eastern Europe, and they're hacking it, sending it back and installing it on the tractors themselves, which allows them to repair whatever they want, just as they've always done.
Yeah, and it's not just John Deere. It's all tractor manufacturers are affected by this, those who have the software. Kyle Schwarting, our farmer in Nebraska, says pretty much everybody he knows is using this hack software.
You're talking about the Russian software? Yeah, if you want to buy it from them or China or whoever it comes from, you're going to do whatever you got to do to get your tractor fixed if you have to. Every field's worth $100,000. You just can't afford to not get it done. You can't afford to not do it. So most every farmer that's doing this has somebody that can help them out if they get into a bad spot.
Jason Kebler, what's the industry said about this whole thing?
John Deere and other manufacturers really don't want this to happen because it's obviously become a big part of their business. There's this ongoing battle in 8 states where legislators are considering what's known as right to repair laws. And what these would do would be make it legal to repair your tractor or your cell phone or your air conditioner. And it would also require companies like John Deere to make that software available on the open market.
So if you're a company like John Deere and you're looking at this legislation potentially happening in 8 states, including Nebraska, what are you thinking right now?
They've fought it really hard in every state. And it's not just John Deere. It's also Apple. It's IBM. It's all these trade organizations that include cell phone carriers, heater repair people, microwave manufacturers, the toy industry. It's basically this big group of manufacturers against a small group of farmers, cell phone repair people, and independent service professionals.
So I gather there's also a movement in the EU. Could this be a game changer?
So we've actually seen this battle before with car manufacturers. And in 2012, there was a law passed in Massachusetts that required car manufacturers to sell parts and to not put these software locks on their cars. And what happened is that essentially became a de facto national law because the car manufacturers didn't want to have to deal with 50 different laws in different states. And so I think if this goes through in a couple states or maybe a couple countries, we could see a huge opening of the repair market.
Yeah. In the meantime, the software, not to mention the hack software, it's business. It's big business, right?
It's huge business. Yeah. I mean, I've heard from people who do repairs in Virginia, South Carolina, and the whole mid-Atlantic. So if you know someone who has the ability to repair the tractor, they become the go-to person.
And that's Ukrainian or other hack software?
I've heard that it generally comes from Eastern Europe. I spoke to a farmer in North Carolina who says he flies out to Ukraine 6 or 7 times a year just to talk to the hackers, make sure they're happy. He actually exports tractors out there as well. So yeah, it's become this international business.
Jason Kebler with the tech site Motherboard. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We called up Chuck Studer, Director of Industry Relations for John Deere, and asked what he thought of the farmers' complaints about restricted access to the repair software for their tractors.
There's certainly been a lot of statements here recently that maybe taken isolated situations and tried to portray them as commonplace, but very few repairs require software. Very few repairs require diagnostic software from that standpoint. So let me assure you and your listeners that John Deere and John Deere dealers understand the relationship that we've had with our customers over 180 years is all dependent upon keeping those machines operating in the field. On those rare occasions when software might be needed, our dealers are well equipped and they try to prioritize those repairs to keep machines up and running in the field.
So if that's been the philosophy of John Deere for 180 years, why then require consumers to sign an end user license agreement, which actually forbids them from working with the software to fix their own machines?
Well, Marco, I think license agreements are part of our everyday life. I'm sure the phone that you use, there was a license agreement associated with that. And in many ways, license agreements are there to protect both parties. I think if you take the time to really read our license agreement, you'll understand that in many ways, it supports a customer's right to repair. But there's really no need for a customer to go out and look for third-party hardware when they can get the original version of that embedded code from John Deere at really a very minimal cost. There is no need to modify or reverse engineer or hack that original embedded code.
Why limit access to any of the software?
Well, we look at that embedded code as part of our intellectual property. We look at it as what's creating value that the customers are demanding today. And we look at that no differently than we may look at the design of our pistons in our engines or et cetera. It's something of value to Deere, and it's something that's important for our customers that we continue to ensure the type of experience that they've come to expect from John Deere.
Chuck Studer, Director of Industry Relations for John Deere. Thanks very much for your time.
I appreciate the opportunity to visit.